Hello and welcome to Mind Garden Stress Less Podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to stress less and grow more. I'm your host, Dr. Chris Collins, and I want to give you some affirmation for showing up today. Good on you for giving yourself the best chance to stress less today. I love this podcast because it's quick, it's quirky, it's always quietly bringing you back to acceptance of yourself. Remember, no matter your thoughts, your actions, your fears, your wins, at the end of the day, just being you is enough. Hey, welcome back. Great to have you with me this week. I know this week in the podcast we're talking about rest, and I'm really excited to share a story with you of my own with rest. Very relevant over the weekend. I didn't know that this was going to be so relevant, but first I wanted to just give you some affirmation in addition to the intro affirmation. Lately there's been a lot going on in the world and social media. I know that there's a bunch to be confused about. You know, I just want to remind you that you have everything that you need to develop knowledge and understanding around logic and reason to kind of work through this stuff. It's really easy to feel frightened and fearful as new information comes out. I'm not referring to anything in particular. I just mean the ever-changing environment of things. I don't want you to be one of those that's misled by fear and emotion, but I just want you to sit with those thoughts and work them out. You know, very few people are willing to spend the time to really write down some of this stuff and work through some of this stuff. How do I actually feel about this? One of the best things you can do is journal about it, right? So I think that that would be really helpful for you. I just want to encourage you right now that if you are feeling a little bit confused, a little bit tossed here and there with all that's changing, you're not alone. Everyone's feeling this way. But one thing that you can do, and especially to help others around you and yourself, is to work through and process it. Knowledge is only one step and one piece of the puzzle. Getting evidence is only one step and one piece of the puzzle. Gaining understanding is when you sit with that knowledge and spend time mulling it over. So I hope that you do that this week. As we get into our topic this week with rest and self-nurturing behavior, as we've been talking about all month, I want you to think about this story. I have recently focused on a little bit more self-nurturing myself because I believe in kind of this mirror on the wall principle of, you know, I'm looking at myself in the mirror, I'm asking my clients to do some things, and I should be willing to do those things myself. So as I speak to you every week and tell you that you should do these things, I actually am practicing these things as well. So I want to know what you guys are having to go through, and I'm going through it myself. So this last week, I got a really bad eye injury. I had a corneal abrasion from my daughter. I was going in to kiss her sweet little feet, and her fingers came up and scratched my eye with her eagle-like talon fingernails, and my cornea suffered an abrasion. And I went into the eye doctor, Matt Borman, in town at Scenic City Eye Care. He fixed me up, but it did mean that I had to rest a good bit. So I spent the first couple of days spending a lot of time in bed with my eyes closed. This helped me more than I knew that it would because it forced me to rest, and I slept actually a good bit. I tend to work a lot, and mainly because my work is very meaningful and inspiring to me. And so I spend a lot of my waking hours just developing new intellectual work and then working on my client cases, whether it's being with the client or after they're gone. And so a lot of my time is filled up with things, and especially, you know, obviously I'm spending time with my family. And so all of those things, you know, they take time away from me and take time away from rest as well. And so even though I rest well at night, this is a topic that people sometimes sweep under the rug and don't spend a lot of time thinking about. So here's, I'll just give you a scenario here. My rest looks like this. I go to sleep probably around 10:30 most nights, and I wake up around 5 and I go to the gym. Okay. And that is give or take around, I get around 6 to 7 hours at night. Is that enough? Let's just leave it hanging right now. In addition to that, I think it's important to have restful time. For example, I take Saturdays to spend time with my family, which is what I thought was restful enough, but I really was surprised by taking this time to rest during my eye injury because it really made, I woke up feeling different. And if you're someone who works a lot like I do, if you're maybe an entrepreneur, you own your own business, it's important to look into this because as simple as it sounds, we're not always giving ourselves enough time to rest. And really, if you're planning and you're spending your time on your schedule, similar to the way I am, you make time for rest. But I almost feel like, man, if I just planned to have a day a week where I slept all day, I'm sorry, not a week, a month where I slept all day just to make sure that I'm like making up for it, this would be a big game changer. Now, depending on where you are on the spectrum with rest, maybe you get plenty, maybe you get plenty and it doesn't help your problem. I get that. I'm more talking about people right now who are maybe attorneys or someone who's constantly using their brain and having to go there in order to get rest. Now, for anybody, let's bring everybody into the same picture. As we're looking at rest, it's different for everybody, right? So we have to define and become aware of how much rest we're getting, and is it possible for us to spend a little bit more intentional time on what rest may look like for us? Now, that might be resting your mind on things that you've been worried about or stressing over. That might be resting physically. That might be resting in a way that you're giving yourself a break from something that's very stressful to you. So think about what that is this week. I just want you to observe this. So this is an observation week. I just want you to observe it and look at what rest looks like to you in your life. And then maybe create one intentional action that you can promote in your life to produce more rest, because it will make such a big difference in your inspiration and the way that you feel. Hey, just want you guys to know I'm here for you, and if you have any questions, comments, things like that, feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to answer your questions. If you're not in the Mind Garden community, jump in there and ask away. I'm going to be doing a little bit more posts, a few more posts in the Mind Garden community, so jump in there and ask away or be involved with those posts. We will talk soon, and thank you for hanging out with me this week. I'm grateful for you today, my friends. If you want to be a part of the community where you can learn how to stress less and grow more, you can find our community at Mind Garden Community on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you for listening, and I'm glad to have you with us.